Hands up.
We did it!
Hey!
We got this shit!
Oh, man!
Oh, boy!
That fucking sucked there
that
for a minute,
very
didn't
it? Scary.
Yeah, that was really lame.
Very scary.
Hopefully everyone can hear us fine.
I hope you can hear us fine.
Cool, Greg, how do we sound on the headphones? I had to readjust my mic.
Amazing. We Fantastic. Sound amazing, amazing. Yeah.
Can
Welcome,
we hear
everybody.
You? Can we hear you?
Can we hear Greg?
I don't know how to answer that.
Can you hear yourself when you talk?
We'll wait on it.
No? Then I think your mic is off.
We'll figure it out.
It's the third green light on the left hand. Anyways, go ahead and intro the show. Intro the show.
Welcome, everybody, to the Kind of Funny Morning Show for the day of 4/20, everybody.
Abril 20.
Abril 20.
Abril 20.
El 20 de abril.
Sure. Sure.
Smoke weed every day.
All right. If it's legal where you live, though.
Right.
If it's not legal,
then don't. That's illegal.
You know, find other vices. That's
class
all
A.
I'll say about that. Welcome, guys. This is going to be a shit show.
Yep.
If y'all thought you missed Colin before, oh boy. This is going to be a...
I miss him.
This is going to be a... Yeah, I
like
miss
a
him
lot.
Too. I miss him too.
We used to talk about stuff.
It was good seeing
like
him the other day.
Stuff. Yeah, it was nice. It was
good
nice.
Seeing him.
Yeah.
Very, very good guy.
Forgot to ask him about Syria, but...
About, oh.
Just his like views on
local
stuff.
Oh, okay.
You know.
I feel that.
You know. It was nice to have someone intelligent to talk to.
Yeah, don't have that anymore.
It's gone now.
Oh, hey, whoa.
Oh, God.
I get here in the morning, and Kevin's on his computer, kind of doing a little Bruce Wayne stuff.
Yep.
He's going from monitor to monitor like this. And I said... I noticed it, but I just didn't want to mention anything. I thought sure. maybe the suit was too tight.
Yeah, you're turning me a little bit too much there. You moved.
And then Kevin says, "Andy, I slept really badly on a pillow."
Oh God, it hurts! It hurts
and
to do things.
My neck hurts really bad.
So bad, but still here.
You're still here.
Toughing it out.
Yeah. And the same thought went through my head of when I woke up and saw your photo from your Lake Tahoe trip.
Oh, but the face injuries.
And you
of
had
course.
Several. Injuries on your face, several scabs, and I just thought, of course, you'd fuck up your neck on the day that the Minority Report day. And here we are.
Yep, toughing it out.
Toughing it out.
Toughing it out.
All right, all right.
Okay.
Kev. So shall we get into the news?
I don't know. Is that how this show starts? Did we miss anything? I feel like we missed something. So this is Colin and Greg live.
Colin and Greg live. Hillary Clinton sucks, right?
No, she was our only hope.
Just kidding. All right. So let's get into the news, guys. Cool, Greg, you want to bring up that news?
The first news story, please. That one. That's the one.
There it is. Palmer Luckey backs Trump with shell companies using Chrono Trigger names.
Genius.
Cool, next article. Just
that's
kidding.
It, yeah,
no, that's good. So Palmer Luckey was known for... No, I was kidding. Go back. Yeah, stay there, Greg. You're good. So Palmer Luckey was known for funding,
openly funding Donald
openly,
Trump. Right?
You know, not only openly funding, but also funding Twitter trolls.
Sure. Yeah.
To troll Hillary and to troll the DNC, I guess.
Ah.
And you got the volume up there.
Yeah, cool. I certainly did. Certainly did there.
Yeah. So he's made some shell companies, and donated $100,000 to the Trump Inauguration Committee. Under the names, this is kind of really this is super fucking nerdy, by the way. Wings of Time is a shell company. I didn't play Chrono Trigger.
Neither did I. A lot of people have, though.
A lot of people like
Chrono
Trigger.
It's a popular one. Yeah, it's a popular one.
I was playing Zelda a lot back in the day. Yeah.
It hurts. It hurts so bad. I'm going to be doing that a lot, people.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
If anyone knows, like, a solution for making this not hurt, hit me up. You know?
The donation was made through a shell company called Wings of Time. California business records indicate Luckey is also the owner of a company at the same address called Fiend Lord's Keep. This fucking nerd. This motherfucker. Anyway, I just thought that was kind of a neat story. Next story, Cool Greg, please. And by the way, Cool Greg's behind the mic. He's the one who's... He's the wing
he's
commander
the
right now.
Not the mic. You were behind
I mean,
the
he's
mics.
Behind a mic right there.
I think he's in front of it. But from our perspective...
Glass half empty, glass half full.
Sure, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Making a lot of sense.
Yeah. Somebody says, hold up. Hey, burm, 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 burm. John RPG says, smoke some weed, Kevin. That'll hurt your neck pain, dude.
That'll help.
It'll help not hurt it, yeah. It'll help your neck pain. Weed will help. Everybody's saying weed will help.
Oh, man.
Well.
What a day to start, huh?
We'll remember this day forever. Let Andy rub you out, Dark Angel 1010.
He doesn't want to do that. He doesn't like touching me. Oh, here we go.
But you're just, it was so funny.
Oh, it hurts!
He's doing the fucking
sometimes
Michael
I laugh,
Keaton Batman.
Sometimes I laugh and it like tightens a muscle that I don't want tightened.
Okay, well.
All right.
Cool.
So the next story, new to Netflix.
New to Netflix. This story broke yesterday. Not broke, but this story's from yesterday. So I just thought I'd, I think it's interesting shit. I
love the new like announcements and stuff. That always gets me excited. I like when you find out like this is what's leaving Netflix and it's like now I have a deadline.
Yeah.
There's a movie that I kind of wanted to watch.
But it's sort of a sense of impending doom, don't you get?
No.
You don't feel that? No.
I think I'm more positive in the sense that it's like, all right, man, now I have a reason to be like, I'm going to watch whatever movie it is.
Interesting. Do you want to scroll down for me, cool Greg? There you go. Right there is fine. So Forrest Gump is coming on May 1st.
Yes.
Forrest Gump is coming. He didn't come in the movie, though. Oh, no, he did.
No, he did. Yeah.
They had sex.
Forrest Gump Jr.
Yeah.
To completion.
Also known as the kid from The Sixth Sense.
Sure.
I mean, he has a name. I just can't remember. No, Haley Joel Osment.
He was also in Secondhand Lions, right?
I guess, Kevin.
Did you watch that movie?
I did not watch that
movie. I love that movie. That movie's fantastic.
Happy Feet 2 is coming as well, I guess.
Yeah.
See, okay, so this Netflix original film called In the Shadow of Iris... I thought it said In the Shadow of Idris, and I got really excited. I thought it was like a documentary about Idris Elba.
Oh.
But it's not.
Too soon for that, I think.
Why? Did he die?
No, I mean, I'm saying he hasn't. He's still building his career.
Oh,
sure. You know what I mean? You got time.
We got to create the full catalog, I guess.
Exactly.
I guess, Kevin. Scroll down a little bit for me, cool Greg, please. There we go.
Is there anything in here
so
that like
Sense
really...
Sense 8. Have you seen that show Sense 8?
No.
That is...
No. Was that the PlayStation? Like, was that on the PlayStation Network? Or is that a different show?
No, that's the fucking superhero one.
Is that not what Sense 8 is?
I don't think so. Sense 8 is a Netflix original.
Oh.
And it is by the Wachowski now sisters, who are working on this now. Apparently, it's very trippy. I haven't really paid attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
It came out around the same time that I was... made aware of Black Mirror, so Black Mirror became sort of the default trippy
Black Mirror's
sci-fi.
So good.
Oh my god, my stomach just rumbled for at least 6
Nobody
seconds
heard
straight.
It. Nobody heard it.
No, it's not a matter of them hearing it, it's just a matter of me being hungry, Kevin.
Are you hungry?
I'm starving.
We had ribs right before we started. Why weren't you in the fucking...
Kevin asks me, hey Andy, do you want a microwaved rib at fucking 10:22 in the morning?
Nobody said microwaved. We ate cold ribs.
Ugh.
Right, cool Greg?
Cold and delicious.
Cold and delicious.
That's
Why are you
awful.
Burping? That's horrible.
That's so gross. Man, that's not really a whole lot on here. I just thought maybe
Tracy Morgan stand up.
Tracy Morgan stand up at the very towards the bottom. Cool, Greg. Staying alive.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's a very topical thing for him.
Yeah,
because he almost
very
died.
Very topical.
Almost died. Was it a drunk driver?
No, I don't know.
It was a McDonald's 18-wheeler. No, Walmart.
Was it?
It was a Walmart 18-wheeler. I'm just throwing all sorts of fake shit out here.
No, I think it was. I think you're right.
It was a Walmart 18-wheeler. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know if it was Walmart. It was a big
truck. Was he drunk, though? I don't know. I just threw that out there.
But I think he was in, like, a limo. Big truck against a big car. Doesn't work out for the car.
Mm.
Even a big one.
I mean, it's a long car.
Sure. Well, I mean, wasn't that big? What has to be tall as well?
Yeah, I think big car, I'm thinking, like, a semi.
I mean, if I see a limo, I'm like, fuck, that's a big car. You know?
I guess I go long.
You would say long?
Semantics.
All right. Yeah, I guess so.
Semantics.
What if it was a Hummer?
That's a large car.
Yeah?
I forego big there. I go large.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. What if it's a Hummer limo? Is that just a big...
Ooh. Now we're talking.
Yeah?
Getting real excited now. Inglourious Basterds is coming also on May 22nd. I really like that movie. Bloodline Season 3. That is a Netflix original. Again, another show I've heard to watch.
Towards the end of the month, some good shit's happening. You seeing this? May 30th?
Doctor Strange.
F is for Family. Have you seen this show at all?
I saw season one. Didn't love it.
Didn't love it?
Didn't love it.
I mean, and I liked it enough to watch season two. So I'm
a big Bill Burr fan. Don't get me wrong, Kevin.
He's very funny.
Wasn't feeling it.
House of Cards. I haven't seen season 4. Season 3 kind of was like, ooh. Season 1 and 2.
Just don't know about that.
So
show.
Good.
That show was kind of out at the peak of me watching Breaking Bad, which is the best show of all time, Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
It's known.
I mean,
it is known.
It's good.
It's great.
The ending there.
Coming soon, Supergirl season 2, Supernatural season 12. Supergirl just end that 2. Show. Just cut it off, Supernatural. Enough. You know what I'm saying?
Stop. No.
Yeah. Unless they just
people love that shit. Yeah, man. I know. People love that shit. Oh, fuck.
And The Flash season 3.
That's exciting. I only watch The Flash when it goes on Netflix, so I haven't seen season 3 yet.
So you're about to binge that shit.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm gonna binge the shit
eat?
Out of it.
Are you going to binge eat as well?
I mean, I always do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You ate ribs for breakfast.
I ate a rib, all right? It was like a breakfast snack. It's a not a big rib. Deal.
So before we get to the next story, Kevin, some people may know that I live with your mother.
No, you don't live with my mom. That's a weird way. You live in one of the sub, like, in her sublet.
I live with your mother.
You live beneath her, where she has a separated part of the house with its own entrance.
Okay.
Does she use the refrigerator all the time?
No. Yeah.
No, she does.
Oh, yeah. On the bottom floor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She just puts way too much in her fridge.
She has extra storage. Okay.
Yeah.
The other roommate that I live next to.
Yeah. I can't remember his name to save my life right now.
I mean, quiet dude. Very quiet. Yeah. Very kind.
Nice guy, as far as I've known. Very kind. Known.
One thing he always does is he will shower. And leave the floor all wet, which
no
I'm
good.
Not real stoked about.
Okay.
There's no worse thing than walking into the restroom like at 1 or 2 in the morning to go pee, and I have socks on, and I step in fucking water.
Have you thought about having a conversation with him about it? That's how adults handle things.
But also,
you go up to him and be like, "Hey, bud, I don't know if you noticed, but it's fucking soaking every time you leave this goddamn shower. Also, you want to do that shit again? I'll fucking rub your face in it, just like you would a dog."
He's a kind old man, though. I don't know.
Well, yeah, but one day you're going to fall, slip, we're going to find you dead 2 weeks later. You know?
Just like Aaron Hernandez. He hung himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two very different things.
That's very... Yeah. So, is it true what we heard? Who were we? We were talking to Lex yesterday, and she was saying that he was being accused of killing 2 other people in jail? Did you ever do any research on that?
No.
Oh.
Cool, great topic.
Yeah, moving on. Oh, I can't laugh that hard. It hurts.
Moving on. No, not moving on from my roommate. I don't know if he uses his own toilet paper, everybody. Don't know if he does.
What does that mean?
So, since the day I moved in, there's been a toilet paper roll sitting there, about a quarter of it left, right? And I will recognize the markings of it, because it has like age on it.
Okay.
It's got some age.
Sure. It's a little worn.
There's some brownness to it.
I don't like that. Let's not put brownness on toilet paper unless we're getting rid of it.
It's been sitting on top of the toilet forever. So I walked in, I was like, oh, this guy's toilet paper is kind of gross. Obviously, I have my own, right?
Yep. Clearly.
And I bring in my own roll, and I think he's using my roll.
Oh, shit.
Because it's been wasting pretty quickly, right? And I've been like fucking tearing off at certain angles.
Sure. So I can. Yeah. No, I do the same thing when I want to find something out.
I think he's using my toilet paper.
Bro. Well, first of all, bring it back into your room. I don't feel like you should have to do that. I think that you should have a conversation with him and say this shit on the floor, this water on the floor ain't okay, and stop using my fucking rolls or I'll shove them down your goddamn throat. Right? Cool, Greg?
I'm not gonna threaten an old Filipino man.
Well, you'll let him use your fucking toilet paper?
I don't know if he is, though. I can't fucking guarantee it.
Just take yours back into the room.
That's a whole thing. I do have to do the same thing with my toothpaste and my toothbrush.
No, don't you just leave those here now?
No, I mean, I still brush my teeth at night.
Nighttime. Yeah. I didn't think about the nighttime.
It's another thing. I brush my teeth in the morning here. Because when I get to work, or when I'm leaving for work,
there he's
is always
showering.
In the shower.
That son of a bitch.
I really wish our schedules didn't collide like that.
That's unfortunate. I'm very fortunate in the sense that, like...
It is what it is, I guess.
My roommates shower and bathe at night. I do, too, now. As soon as I started biking, I started showering at night.
There's no way you can.
I mean, I used to shower in the mornings.
I can't imagine going to bed with fucking, like, a layer of shit on you.
Don't you go to bed with gel in your hair?
No, it's fucking... well, yeah, it's product.
Yeah, all right. So, like, you put a layer of shit on you.
Alex Aziz just texted me, have Pitts handle the dude.
Can you focus?
Because he's talking about Sean Pitts.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like Breaking Bad, has a lot of really awful opinions, so.
I don't know, man. Season 4 is kind of, at the end.
It's the best TV show of all time. So.
That's an opinion.
It's got
a lot of people think Arrested Development is the best TV show of all time. Man. And fucking Netflix.
That's a fine show.
Fucked it up. on Netflix. I'm going to get you.
Dark Angel 1010 says, Andy, just have Kevin tell that son of a blank, blank, blank. I think he said butthead, son of a butthead.
Mm, that sounds right. Just to warn everyone, tips and what's the other one?
Subs?
Subs. Not working right now. Unfortunately, that the two-step verification really fucked us.
Pretty badly.
Oh, yeah. So...
Is a new story up? Yeah, Cool Greg hasn't been there the whole time.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't. Okay. Yeah.
I guess we could bring up the new story. The next story.
It's really more of an...
I can see tips.
Huh?
I think I can see tips.
You can see tips. That's right. Greg can read tips. Do we have any tips? I'm not saying we have to read them now.
We don't have to read them now. Okay. This next
Are there
thing...
any? Oh, okay, great.
You want to hold them off or?
Let's do like two more stories.
Okay. This next story isn't a story. I just thought it was kind of silly. When you create a player in the MMO Skyforge, her breasts, when you make them larger or smaller, she will react to them. Which I kind of do as well.
Sure, sure. It seems like when they go small, not super pleased. You see that? And then they go big and...
I mean, I don't know. I can't really read her reactions that well.
Look at the smile!
She's kind of like, she's smirking. Either way, I just thought it was really dumb. That was silly. Kevin, do you play MMOs? Have you ever played an MMO?
I don't think I have, ever. No.
Really?
Yeah, they're not for me. Hmm. But, to be fair, I've never given them a shot.
They're not for me, but I've never given them a shot.
Don't make me laugh, Andy. Please.
I got deep into some World of Warcraft back in my day.
Yeah?
Like 5-6 years of World of Warcraft.
Yeah. That's the nerdiest of all the games.
Right? Is it?
I don't know, man.
I mean, it's very popular.
Oh, yeah, very popular.
They're still charging $15 a month for that game.
That's crazy.
And there's got to be, I don't know, maybe 15 million concurrent users. That number could be way off, by the way.
I don't know. Because you just pulled it out of your ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to check facts once in a while.
Yeah.
In this economy?
Oh, God, Colin, I miss you.
I miss Colin so much.
People are saying fake news. Are they just saying they're not doing that great of a job?
No, they're just...
Oh, I don't know, man. People like shouting shit.
So fake news isn't a thing?
No, fake news is a thing.
Fake news is very much a thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
How people just, like, spout out opinions without really knowing that they're factual or not.
But as long as you believe them, they're true.
Yeah. 100%.
You know what I mean?
100%. How's your neck feeling?
No. I'm really scared right now. No, I don't like that.
You don't like that?
Woo. Okay.
You want to move on to the next story? Cool Greg.
It's a good one.
Actually, I don't know why I put it in here, frankly. I just thought it was kind of interesting.
12 straight years of soda decline. Great. The world's becoming healthier. I was really painful with a drink. I didn't think it would hurt that much. God.
Ribs for breakfast.
No, a rib. I had a rib to get me hyped, get me all boosted, all right? It got me where I needed to be. You should have seen me before the rib. I was no good.
Cool. This is...
And the caffeine and a little bit of sugar.
This is not a very good show right now.
Don't... like, put an emphasis on that part.
We're not doing a great job.
Why are you saying that? We're doing a fantastic job.
I guess so. Yeah, you know. The thing is...
You know how many shows I've, I don't know, I guess we'll call it produced, that just go on for 30 minutes about the guys just talking about how their morning went?
This show's been a disaster. So
yeah, no, I'm not saying it's been a disaster. Listen.
It started off a disaster.
We set the bar low. It did. The internet issue... Something's wrong with San Francisco
was not
Twitch
our
thing.
End.
We had to switch it to LA's Twitch streaming spot. So hopefully everything goes smoothly and continues to stay strong.
You look like... who do you look like, Kevin? Edward James
my
Olmos.
Hair, look at it.
Edward James Olmos.
I kind of look like a 45-year-old mom. With this haircut.
Yeah, you kind of do.
Oh, God.
You kind of do.
All right. Greg, why don't you read us a couple of those tips?
All right, well, the first tip has a YouTube link.
What does it say?
It says, reminds me of Russ from Silicon Valley. That's from Top Gun 52.
Do we want to look at it?
Russ from Silicon Valley?
I don't even know who Russ is.
He's the guy who looks like Nick Scarpino. The dude with the really nice car. Business guy. Kind of a douchebag.
Oh, the guy who put radio on the...
Oh, this... we could just get to the good part where he says, this guy fucks.
Play it?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Oh, are we going to get shiked?
We might.
Yeah, don't play it. You know what? Don't play it.
No, you know what? Fuck it. Let's play it. I'll handle it if it gets striked.
Look at fucking Nick Scarpino walking the door right there. Season 4 is coming out pretty soon.
This is the team.
God, he looks like Nick Scarpino.
Did you switch to all three, Greg?
Fucks. Am I right?
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at the rest of you guys. This is the guy that's doing all the fucking. Am I right? Am I right? This guy fucks.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, what's up, Al-Qaeda?
Jesus. I forgot how much I enjoy this.
Okay, that's enough for that video.
Go ahead and cut it.
God, he looks so much like Nick. It's unbelievable, dude.
I don't see it.
What? How can you not see that?
Because I've been with Nick for so long, you know?
He looks exactly like Nick.
No.
Yeah.
He looks like an unhandsome fucking trash Nick.
Everybody's saying, we can't hear it or see it. It was a funny
clip. Sorry, guys. It was fun.
It was a funny clip. Yeah. Throw up those garbage truck on fire emotes.
It's a... Yeah.
This is a terrible show. Just said. Awful show so far. We're doing good though. It's fine.
Yeah, no, we're killing it. All right, Craig. How many more tips we got? We have a bunch more. Got a couple more.
Got a couple more.
Okay. More. Okay. You want to read them?
Yeah. We got $5 from Neasy. Says thanks for giving me something to watch while rendering out videos.
Hey, you're welcome.
It's the worst time. The rendering the video out.
Yeah.
Because you just have to wait.
You just wait for them.
Yeah.
And then Glogan TN, which I hope is Glogan. I think it is. Glogan TN says I just wanted to give a shout out to dudes in space. And all the delicious treats. Also, I think Kevin is my spirit animal.
Oh, so dudes in space. What the fuck? Did you guys just give up after like 25 days? Cool.
What
we
is
were
that?
This close to hiring you guys. This close.
What is dudes in
space? The dudes in space? They were like doing their campaign to get us like to get hired by just leaving a tip every day.
I mean, that's kind of what I did for a long time.
This close. No, you started making shirts for us. Yeah, make shirt designs. Catches our attention, then meet us and be really funny. That keeps that attention thing rolling. Then hang out with me in my room at a hotel.
In Seattle.
Yeah.
We had some great pizza.
We had some great cookies and milk.
You did.
Yeah.
You had the great cookies and milk.
Yeah.
The pizza
was
great.
Maybe we shouldn't even have any mic. Mm. Just talking to the mic better?
No, I think you have to turn. Can you hear yourself clearly? Headphones should be on. Cool, Greg.
I hear you guys.
No, you should be able to hear me through there. Yeah. If you can't hear me with your headphones on, there's something wrong. Can you not hear me?
I can't, it's so weird talking with headphones on.
You gotta do it though.
Alright, so. Huh?
Alright,
so what am I supposed to be doing?
Headphones on?
Headphones on.
Yeah, can you hear yourself in the mic? When you talk?
Yeah.
Alright, great.
No, I don't know, I don't think so.
I hope this is the first time that somebody tunes into the show.
Yeah.
Like, today's the first
like,
day.
Like, oh, man, I'm going to give these kids a chance.
I'll give them a shot. Why
hey,
not?
It's the Minority Report. If you don't like this, you're a racist. No, don't do that. No, that powers them, you know?
Pero no, no te vayas. That's,
I'm going to go check Greg's mic. I'll be right back.
Cool. I guess I'll read from the chat.
Oh, yeah.
The Raj says, Andy, you high, bro? I'm not high. I don't smoke. This is the 420 edition of the Kinda Funny Morning Show. It sure is. King Franchise says, Amy, hype. Should I just read every comment? What a terrible show this is. G-Salt says his mic is definitely off. Yeah, the garbage truck on fire emotes. Hell yeah. The Impartial says, this show is in English? Today it is. After this, we are doing a simulcast where we will speak in Espanol. Kinda Funny Latino Morning Show. Hell yeah. Andy's 30-second review of Minority Report morning show, please. That would be a disaster. What is going... Whoa, whoa, whoa. What is happening here? Kevin, do you hear that?
Yeah, I do. And the problem is, Andy... Let me tell you the problem.
Wait, hold on. Do you hear the ringing, though?
There's definitely an alarm going off. The problem is... All right, let's tell the people what's happening.
There's a ringing going on.
Yeah.
And
every day at Kinda Funny Studios, an alarm goes on.
But you hear it, though, right?
Yeah.
I can hear it.
And most Saturdays. Never on Sunday, weirdly enough, but no one remembers. I think that's the issue.
I remember.
Do you? Do you actually remember?
Yeah.
So, when the alarm goes off, we each have to do as many push-ups as we can.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, you should call it whatever you want, but that's what it's always been to me. Unfortunately, my neck is fucked, so I don't feel like I can do push-ups.
Excuses, dude.
No, stop. Stop. You know this hurts me more than most. You gonna do the push-ups right now?
Intocable hype, says somebody. Jace play games. Andy, hi. What's up, Jace? All right, time to...
Cool, Greg. I think you need to do your push-ups, too.
That's my favorite comment. Where are the white people?
They're gone. We've taken over.
They're gone. We are now the majority. I hope this is everything you wanted. The majority report. All right, time for push-ups. You want to just keep reading shit?
Yeah, can everyone please tweet at Tim and tell him it's time for push-ups? The alarm has gone off.
Everybody tell...
Something along those lines.
Everybody tell Tim Getty, at Tim Getty's, hey, do you hear that? I hear, like, a beeping alarm.
A lot of people are saying, Kevin, man up. Don't be a pussy.
Man the fuck up.
You guys have no idea how much fucking pain I'm in right now. Look at me in the eyes. Look at me in the eyes. I can't move my neck. I have to do this when I want to look. Had I had an option, probably would have called out today.
Beep, beep,
it was
beep.
One misplaced pillow. All right, so now we're just killing time while they do their push-ups. Let's see. Any questions in the chat? There'll be more time for this later, too. Mm-hmm. They're still going. I don't know if you can hear them.
20 is good enough.
There you go. 20 is good enough.
20,000.
20,000, sure.
Quick 20 racks.
There it is. Look at those arms. So tough. So tough. Greg, you got him out? I'm sorry, guys. It pains me to not join you in this such an important thing that we're all doing together.
Do the rest of the show in Spanish. I'm really behind on the comments. Sorry, guys.
Nah, dude.
I saw somebody earlier ask me, what kind of laptop do I have? It is an Asus Republic of Gamers. Because, you know, I play games on PC.
Fucking nerd.
For everybody saying, like, oh, then you guys just like everybody in the group already.
Yeah, you are. You know?
I play PC games.
No, stop. Don't be proud of it. Yeah. Like, can you just be a little ashamed?
Play some Overwatch. Haven't played in a while, though. Not great. Because it's a different league. You step on PC, I'm out of breath, too. Drink some water real quick.
Get it back, man. You got it. It's right there.
Oh, it feels good.
Yeah. No, I know what I do with my hands. Yeah.
Nice, right?
I know what I'm doing.
Hell yeah.
You want me to crack your neck?
Maybe.
Yeah? All right, guys. If you listen quietly, you might be able to hear it. Nope. Didn't happen. Didn't happen.
That
wasn't there.
So
wasn't there.
Bad.
No, it didn't. You're such a liar.
It really hurt.
Now we've done that three times. Twice I've been able to crack your neck.
Oh my
it wasn't
god.
That,
time.
That did All right, now fix me. Now fix me.
That did not feel great, Kevin.
Mojo What asks, Kevin, do you dress up every day? No, it's just for you.
Oh my god, that hurts. Oh my god, dude. Let's check out the next story, please. Unless we're gonna keep doing tips. No, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, let's bang out the rest of these tips. Cool, Greg.
Oh, you went this way, right?
Did I?
You always go this way.
Did I? Let me see.
You're supposed to go this way.
Is it this way? All right, ready? Yep, there it is.
There we go.
There it was.
There it was.
He doesn't go this way.
No, don't do that.
Relax. Look here. Relax. All right. There it is.
No, it's not on that side. That's not the side that hurts. This is the side that hurts.
No, I don't think so.
Just two brown guys rubbing each other down. What a terrible show this is.
Stop saying that. They don't fucking know that.
It's not.
If you tell them, then they'll know, right? Cool, Greg?
All right. Is Greg going to read tips or is we going to go
Greg's
on with the
stories? Greg's going to read tips.
Can I start over?
No. Wait, I mean, did we cut you off in the middle of a tip?
I mean, they said they couldn't hear me. I don't know.
Oh, shit, they couldn't hear him. Yeah, actually,
yeah,
go ahead
start
and start
over.
Start over.
All right, so for the first tips from Top Gun 52. It's a video from YouTube, and it says, sure. Reminds me of Russ from Silicon Valley.
Yep.
Next one from Neezy says, thanks for giving me something to watch while rendering out videos.
Right.
It's always hard when you're rendering.
Next one's from Glogan Tien. I just wanted to give a shout out to Dudes in Space and all the delicious treats. Also, I think Kevin's my spirit animal. Then we got one from Sadie Jones, 33. Out sick from work today. Thanks for the entertainment, gentlemen. And no, did not take the day off to... smoke.
Good, we can hear Greg. That's great.
Sorry, I was just checking that we can hear you. We had some fucking complainers in the chat. He's not right up against the mic. You can hear him fine.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, we can hear you fine. Don't you dare apologize, Greg.
Then we got Dudes in Space. Neat tips from Andy on getting hired. BJs, HJs, sensual earlobe nibbles.
Rim jobs is what did it.
Kind of funny.
I tried. I tried everything else, and it was at PAX West actually.
Hey, let's stop there.
You sure?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
All right, good. Keep going, Greg.
So this is the last one from a Big Bad Beluga. Happy 20th of April. Will you be enjoying any dank Yarnum
nugs? Yarnum nugs.
We do not partake.
Today? We do not partake. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. That shit just slows you down. You know what I mean?
I'm just going to do it one more time.
And then Kevin, fuck Peru.
Smoke weed every day.
I love how fuck Peru followed by smoke weed every day.
That's so good.
Keep going with the source.
I think this next one, what's going on here? Somebody beat Zelda. Greg, can we see the next story? Yeah, that Zelda one right there. Breath of the Wild, someone beat it 100% just under 50 hours.
Which is fucking insane.
Insane.
I really want
to. Holy shit.
Like, I want to say I want to watch that. That's obviously 50 hours of commitment. Yeah. Maybe just speed it up. Maybe do a super cut.
But even then, even twice as fast, you still got 25 hours of content. Yeah. You'd have to go really fast, and still it's like a 5-hour commitment. You know what I mean?
I just don't understand how somebody can do that. Mm-hmm. I finished with 110 hours, and I was maybe at 20% completion, maybe 18.
That's crazy.
It's a big game.
So now you finished it, but are you still playing it?
No, I'm not, because I actually lent it to you.
Oh, shit.
So
forgot about that.
Tell me about your thoughts on Zelda Breath of the Wild.
So yeah, I just started. I'm probably, at this point, 10 hours deep.
Maybe. By the way, you've played almost every game on Switch at this point.
No, I don't think so.
Puyo Puyo Tetris.
Yeah.
Mr. Shifty.
Yeah.
Snake Pass.
Sure.
Now you're on Zelda.
Yeah.
That's all of them.
No, because there's still Snipper Clips. But I gotta play all with someone else.
You haven't played all those fucking, like, Namco Bandai. Is it Namco? No, I forgot.
Bandai Namco.
But there's like a fucking.
Yeah, commit to this, like, fucking.
All right, keep going with Breath of the Wild.
All right, yeah, Breath of the Wild, man. So yeah, I'm not too far deep into it, but I'm enjoying the shit out of it. Really good. Holy shit. I really wanted to beat Horizon before playing it, I'm so upset I didn't. Because, yeah, you can just climb anything. The whole, like, oh, here's a mountain. All right, I think if I get to this point over here, I can pause long enough to get to the next point.
Yeah. So I kind of witnessed the transformation of you being like, yeah, it's a fine game. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday when we stayed a little bit later than normal because I don't have a key to leave the office.
So we got to walk out together.
You had to stay with me. But there are several moments where you turned to Cool Greg and were like, oh, Cool Greg, man, this fucking part. It's like,
so,
this and that.
What I always say is I like playing games while I'm also doing something else. So I'll have, like, if I'm playing Horizon, a game that I'm pretty interested in.
Sure.
I'll have some show that I've seen a million times. Like, I'm watching a random season of Archer, just kind of in the background. I'm paying attention to it, but not fully.
Frasier?
No, Archer. The show Archer. It's a cartoon. It's great. Anyways.
Frasier?
Yeah. For some reason, with Breath of the Wild, I can't not set all my focus on that. Like, I don't have anything on in the background. There's nothing, like, it's quiet. There's nothing going on, but I just want to be, like,
in the world.
Like, yeah, I got my two headphones in, and I'm like, shh. This is it, man. The reason why my neck's fucked up is because I was playing last night.
So it wasn't a pillow.
No, it was. So I've had a pillow set up while I sleep, and then there's the pillow set up for when I'm playing a game.
My neck still hurts.
And I fell asleep. Let's move past it. I fell asleep in the game setup. There was two pillows.
Not great.
There only needed to be one.
That's where you fucked up.
There only need to be one.
That's where you fucked up.
So now my neck's all screwed up.
Yeah, so anyway, let's go to the next story. You know what? Skip the next story, Cool Greg. Can we do the story about Sims?
Why? It looks so cool.
I guess we could do this. Yeah, leave that one on there. Yeah, leave that story on there, Cool Greg.
Do you want to do this? Let's do this story now. It's not really a story.
This is kind of interesting. It's just a guy playing. He's fighting, I believe, the most powerful Lionel in the game.
What is a Lionel?
You'll see him soon enough. You'll see him soon enough.
Can you just tell me?
There are several in the world. They are a lion mixed with a horse.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Very terrifying. So he did it. He killed a Lynel with 3 hearts and a fucking bookshelf.
Crazy, dude. And it's He's blocking fire and shit with it.
Yeah, it's so cool.
That's awesome. Also, the other day I was trying to get to a shrine or something. I was getting to a city. Kokari, sure. Let's call it. Something like that.
What was it called?
Kokari.
Kakariko?
That's the one. Sure. That's the one, yeah. Same what I said.
Kokari.
And like as I'm going, fucking there's 2 of these guardians. And I'm like, oh shit, I'm gonna run this way. I start running. The rock starts shaking, stands up. It's just a monster.
Big ass the talus, the stone talus.
Yeah. Didn't like that at all.
Pretty interesting though, right?
I mean, it was terrifying.
The first time I saw it, I was blown away. Again, yeah. Everybody in the chat's probably really annoyed because we're talking about a very old game.
I mean, very old?
I mean, you know.
It's been...
In technology, it's...
Like a month and a half, right?
So, this next story, if you want to click onto this next story, cool, Greg. Again, do not scroll down.
Do not scroll down.
Don't you dare scroll down.
Nobody can scroll down on Twitch with this story.
Yeah.
Actually, I can.
Yeah, we can look at it down here. So, this is really interesting.
There's a lot going on. A modder
makes $4,000 a month through Patreon, adding a lot of sexiness and horniness to The Sims 4.
Yeah.
And,
Holy shit.
What an interesting way to make a living, man.
Yeah.
So...
How does that work? Like, how does he have... Like, I imagine once he does this, how does it, like... How does he have work for next month?
So there's 2 women on another woman. There's a man on a man... In one of the photos,
I mean, it's a mod where now you can have orgies,
yeah,
and sex in Sims.
That guy's arching his back really well. Good job. There's one of them where I don't know if it's a ghost lady, Kevin.
Yeah, I don't play Sims.
She is translucent though. She has sort of a green glow around her, and you can see the man's erection. Is that what I call it? Erection?
Yeah, no, I think that's.
You see the man's. Erected penis inside of her, and but she's kind of ghost-like. She's very much like an apparition.
Now, here's my question on one of these higher images. There's a man with long hair, and
she's reverse giving him a blowjob.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Think about it for a second.
How?
If he feels the mouth on him. How does he not feel the head going through him?
So there's another...
You think about that logic?
People who may not be on this link because they might be at work and don't want to click on to this foul filth.
It's filthy.
There's a man standing on a street, though. He's on a street in a urban area.
Sure.
And there's a woman pleasuring him with her mouth. But she, too, is a ghost woman with a green glow around her. Mm-hmm. And she is giving him pleasure from, like, through his body from behind him. Mm-hmm. So if the wiener is sticking out like that, she's coming from the back angle and going like that.
Now, what I'm saying is, if he can feel it...
She's got to feel the head going through the
bubble. Right? So you think she's doubling the pleasure
there?
Let's
fucking email this guy. We can figure it out.
Yeah?
Making a lot of money, though.
Yeah, good for him.
Making a lot of money.
Where's he making this money, you said?
TallGamer47 says, I got a boner.
Yeah,
you're not alone, tall gamer. Oh, yeah. Got a tall gamer in my pants right now.
Slowly. Oh god.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
I forgot your neck.
All right, moving on to the next story.
Ninja Master Dave says there aren't any girls watching. It's okay. That's kind of funny. I mean, I'm sure there are females watching, but either way, it's an interesting little thing.
Amy Gill's probably in there.
Interesting little thing there. We want to check out the next story.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about this.
It's a little video. Greg's ready to go? Leave it right there.
Are they able to hear the audio of this video?
I don't see why they shouldn't. Let me double check before we go into this. I'm going to double check.
From now on, no more under the shirt. We can just
It's not it under the shirt. I actually clipped it to my shirt.
Oh, good. Good idea. Okay. So Kevin's going to go check the audio on this just to make sure you all can hear it with us. Because he's damn good at his job, frankly. Audio's good?
Should be.
Ooh.
Yeah, let me get a couple of those bad boys.
Let me get 3 M&Ms. These coffee M&Ms. Oh my god, get out of town.
Yeah, coffee.
Get out of town.
Coffee nut M&M, so good. It's fucking delicious.
Get out of town, Kevin.
All right, cool, Greg. Go ahead and start the clip.
So what has happened to you?
Well,
to reach this point.
I think that's the only story point that's in the teaser. I can't really describe more, but it was shocking to me to read what Ron had written, as I'm sure it would be for the audience.
I think how the Lost Jedi starts and the journey we go on is perhaps unexpected.
Do you make a turn to the dark side?
It's possible. Anything's possible.
The first scene of the movie produced by ABC.
I just want to see it like two, like one more minute.
Exactly where the Force Awakens.
We probably should have warned people about this video.
Well, pause it. Sorry, Greg. Pause it. I mean, he doesn't say anything.
No.
Also, there's controversy like online. Is he just fucking with people? Because this next line, basically, Mark Hamill is saying. He, like, strongly disagrees with the choices that are happening in this next movie.
I don't think we have to watch decision. Anymore.
Well, I mean, then he backpedals and he says that The Force Awakens... Yeah, like, Greg, let's switch off the video. That he wasn't cool with, the like, his reveal on The Force Awakens, but then he was proven wrong by, like, the fans loving it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Mark Hamill, what a G.
Yeah.
What a cool man.
Yeah.
I'd like for him to be my dad.
It's a weird thing to say.
I mean, not in a sexual way.
What do you mean in a sexual way?
I thought you were going the daddy route.
No. No, I was just going like, you have a dad. How does he feel about you saying that?
I wish I had lots of dads. Mark Hamill. Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds would be a great big brother.
Barack Obama. He'd be a cool dad.
He'd be like a good dad's best friend.
Good dad's best friend.
Yeah.
Come to cookouts.
Uh-huh. Hangs out every once in a while, gives you advice.
Sure.
No.
Goes to your graduation, gives you a really nice graduation
really
gift.
Really nice gift, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool stuff, man. Do we want to get to tips? Do we want to keep reading tips?
I don't even know if we have any more. Cool, Greg. When we get to this next story, you have to refresh the page.
No new tips?
All right, you guys don't love us. No, I'm kidding. It's fine. Don't tip us. We're not doing a great job.
Alex Alicia says, stop eating on mic. Oh, sorry, Alex.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to stop doing this. Because it's not amazing.
Stop eating these delicious candies.
It's so good.
Okay, go ahead and play.
All right, so this next story. Do we want to talk about it beforehand?
I don't know a damn thing about it.
Just Joss Whedon saying.
I know that he's...
All right, then let's play the video.
I have so many things to say about her. I'm very excited to see a girl in the cowl.
Are you talking about casting him?
No, I'm not. I don't have my eye on anybody. I feel like I'm creating this character. I'm in a dialogue with her. And then we'll see who joins that later on.
No name in mind that you thought of for the part.
I doubt it'll be a name. I think this is somewhere where you go and find Batgirl and then you cast her.
Baller.
Yeah. Don't look at and say, we know that person, you want it to be a fresh face and just think of focusing on the character.
I love this.
I mean, I'm not against movie stars, they're great, but you need somebody who's going to be just right. And in a situation like this, the name carries a lot of weight, so it's not as critical.
That, who's in the background? I thought that was Alan Thicke in the background. I was like, Alan Thicke died.
Did you hear that last part?
No, sorry.
Greg, play just the last, like,
sorry, I thought it was Alan Thicke in the background.
Listen.
Look out for Alan Thicke, too.
But you need somebody who's going to be just right.
Oh, shit, it does look
like. In a situation like this,
yeah.
The name carries a lot of weight, so it's not as critical. You know, so definitely Vin Diesel.
Yes.
Our boy Vin Diesel, man.
Hell yeah.
He'd nail the role. Nail it.
I never wanted to save this
city. I like that a lot. I like that Joss Whedon is, like, writing and directing Batgirl, or, like, potentially. God, I hope...
You think that this will be, a pretty decent
I mean, yeah, Joss DC Whedon, movie? Like, he makes gold, right?
Is that what DC stands for, like, decent?
That's a good noise. That's a great noise. Anyways, no, but, like, I'm excited, like, hearing this man talk about, like, the process of it, you know? Like, I'm writing the story. I want to build out who this character is. The actor can come later.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
I think it's cool shit to hear, the methods of some of these, like, fucking geniuses that we kind of take for granted at times.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they constantly churn out pretty awesome shit. And it's really cool to hear what goes through their mind. That's why I love watching documentaries, like, creative-type documentaries. That's kind of why I wanted to get into, you know, when I started to get into video game development and stuff, I would watch... Back in the day, I was so into watching... What are you doing?
I'm getting closer.
Like HBO documentaries, yeah, like yeah. The making of Jurassic Park, that type of shit really interested me as a kid. So
it's crazy to like,
it's really inspiring.
Hear what the problems were and how they fixed it and stuff like that. It's really awesome.
100%. Yep. 100%. Hey guys, is a new couch comfy? Asks Mojo what it is.
Super comfy. Except, have I taken a nap there? No, we're not talking about that.
We're not talking about that.
No, I haven't taken a nap there yet, but I've gotten very close because we got a throw yesterday. I think you can see it on your Instagram post.
Yeah.
Of, did you post that today?
Yes, last night. All right, today. Well,
fantastic. Very comfortable couch. We need to get some pillows, though. Medium.
The kind of funny ones.
Yeah.
Need some kind of funny pillows.
Yep.
Please pour out the M&Ms into my mouth.
Yeah, that sounds great. You think this was a problem?
Back to work, guys. Catch the rest on YouTube. Thank you, the Emerald Archer. Emerald Archer. Archer, like that show you were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Frasier.
Yep, Frasier.
Andrea Renee for Batgirl or MJ. Pretty good call. Pretty good call. Do you want to go on to the next story?
I got a tip.
We got a tip. Go ahead and read that tip for us, cool Greg.
All right, from NPC Mates.
NPC Mates.
Yeah, all right. So it says, love your guys' work. Just wanted to know what advice can you give, kinda, parentheses funny, and parentheses people. I don't even know how this is going. Give to some Aussie YouTube streamers that are up and coming.
Okay.
Also for all the up and comers out there. Sorry, guys. I suck at reading, but this one was real.
No. Sometimes they're miswritten.
So advice for people that want to get into the industry, maybe. Yeah.
I think, well, it sounded like wanted to be bigger in streaming.
Possibly.
Cultivate a fan base. And then do something radically different on a like streaming service.
I think
people love that.
I think what starts off, I think how you start creating a fan base is by concentrating on one thing. When people say, "Hey, I'm a Destiny streamer," you start building a lot of Destiny fans, and then eventually from there you can say, "Hey, I'm going to start playing these other games." But don't do that too quickly because I'd say most of the fan base might feel like kind of betrayed. Like, oh, I come for you to Destiny. I don't want to watch you play whatever. NCAA Game Breaker. Remember that game?
No.
College football.
As a game?
Unfortunately, a lot of people want to start off as like multi-game streamers, variety streamers from the bat. And I think that only works out if you are already a large name. Like when Ray Narvaez, Brown Man, when he left Rooster Teeth, he already had a large following, so you could kind of play whatever the fuck you wanted. I think when you start off, you have to concentrate on one thing that you're super passionate about. Gain a large following to where they say, oh, you like Destiny, go watch that person. And then from there, you can maybe feel it out, I'd say. Feel out how your fan base thinks about it. That's my advice, if you're wanting to stream.
That's sound advice. I'm going to just copy that. That's my advice, too.
Good job, Kevin. Another story? You want to go to the next one?
I went for a high five.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you kind of like...
Did I snub you?
It's fine. You didn't do it on purpose. I can tell. Because we're friends.
I snubbed you so bad. I'm so sorry. Majin Goten 454 says, kind of like when you abandon RDS.
What's RDS?
RDS is a... series that I created several years ago, and I had a lot of friends watching my stream.
What is RDS?
It's a long story.
Can you just tell me what it stands for?
Randy, Dan, and Simon. And
why are you tearing up, Andy? What's wrong?
It's a long story, man. It's a tortured past. Yeah. I don't want to get into it, guys.
All right, then let's move on. The next story, cool, Greg?
You're good.
Fast and the Furious series ends with 10th film, says producer. Is that right? I thought they said two more films. Oh, okay. All right, we're on 8.
9 and 10.
All right, guys.
Fucking arithmetic, dog.
I don't like this shit. Never end it, you know what I mean? Until we've gone to space and time traveled back to the first movie to change everything that's happened. There's no reason to end it.
This game, I mean, don't you think it's going to get to a point where we are watching Call of Duty the movie series?
Frankly, no, I don't. And I think it's silly to imply that.
I want to burp real bad
right
now.
Don't, stop. Just like force it to not. Anyways, so the story, everything's good with The Rock and...
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Old Vinny.
Yeah, Batgirl, potentially.
Vincent Diesel. That's what they called him back home. in Miami.
I don't think they did.
Vincent Diesel.
Anyways, and they're talking about writing the next script, and the director's saying he'd like to do 1 and 2, or 9 and 10 back to back, but they're having trouble writing 9 because they want to have a good script, and they won't act until they have a good script, which is awesome and exciting because they've nailed it so far. Am I right, Andy?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess they're limiting it to 10. Do you think...
Fast 8 fucking ruled.
Fast 8 was awesome, and anyone saying some other shit can go get fucked.
Get out of town.
Yeah?
All right? Get out of town.
Yeah. Go with all Central Time people, you know what I mean?
I have a lot of friends in Central Time. Families.
No, remember, they're all dead now? Like, fuck those people? Remember, no, I mean, when you came here, I was like, hey, they're gone now.
You said they were dead to me.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that, though.
Well, I know, but it's true regardless. You know?
I mean, I still like a lot of people there.
All right, then.
Final story.
Cool, Greg.
Good segues here. You're going from topic to topic, matching up movies and characters. Interesting, yeah.
We accidentally forgot to delete this story.
Because this happened,
I guess we talked about it yesterday. I don't actually listen to the show when I'm,
I mean, this is an article from the 18th of April.
So, yeah, it happened a while ago. Well, it's like 2 days
ago.
Yeah,
the beef has been squashed, apparently.
So they say. I'm excited about this.
They said that already once, by the way.
Well, yeah, but then they got re-beefed, you know what I mean?
You beef it up again.
Yeah.
That sounds like this is the sequel, like Beef 2, or 2 Beef, 2 Furious. 2 Beef.
Still Furious.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good joke. Quality jokes here on this show.
Tokyo Beef? There it is. Struggle on the way out there.
Kobe Beef? Because it's...
Kobe, yeah, you nailed it. You're nailing it. That's okay. It.
All right, not bad. Yeah.
So the boys squash their beef.
This show's very bad.
But... Shut up, dude. Stop saying that. You sound dumb. Because the kids are loving it enough, you know? Like, they're liking it.
Like, it's a decent enough thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Next story?
I mean, the next two are... Oh, yeah. Next story. So, Fahrenheit 451 movie being made by HBO, huh?
I'm excited for this.
Are you really? Have you read Fahrenheit 451?
No, but... to this day, I still remember the Famous Jet Jackson episode about it. So it was so interesting to me, just the whole idea of it. So,
Famous Jet Jackson. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
I was really sad when he killed himself.
I was in New York.
I don't like... you guys are bumming me out. Can we move on? Fahrenheit 451.
Go big or go home.
I fucking love... No, I'm sorry.
You like Fahrenheit 9/11, Kevin.
No, you...
That rhymes.
I said Fahrenheit 451, and you're like, that documentary? Fahrenheit 451.
You can't prove that.
An awesome book. That Ray dude. You know what I mean? Bradbury? He's famous. Did Star Trek and shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gene Roddenberry?
No, you're right. That's a different one. Anyways, Ray Bradbury. Is that right? Am I saying that right?
I don't know, Kevin. Fuck, this is your story.
I read this earlier.
God dang.
HBO announced this a year ago, that they were going to make a Fahrenheit 451. They finally announced a couple actors. Greg, scroll up again. I want to get these names right. That's Michael B. Jordan and Michael Shannon. I fucking love both these guys.
They're great.
I'm so excited. Anyways, that's it. That's the end of the story.
I liked Michael B. Jordan ever since he was Wallace on The Wire.
I never watched The Wire. I heard it was very good. Greg, you like The Wire, right?
I actually never got into it. I was more of a S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of guy.
S.H.I.E.L.D., that's the
one. It's one of those shows that takes a while to kind of get going.
Yeah.
Like most shows.
Everybody's favorite when they
like most shows.
Slow crawls at the beginning.
These last two things, are they like...
I think you included them.
I did.
And they're more like fun clips. Do we want to go into the fun clips? Is there something we say once the story's done? Do we give something away? How does that work?
Let's start the giveaway now.
You want to do the giveaway now? Oh, shit.
If you didn't know, everybody, here on the Kinda Funny Morning Show, we have a giveaway where we give away
a game.
There's
one way to win it, right?
No, there's four.
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 Okay. There's one plus three.
You have to be a Twitch sub.
Yeah.
You have to be in chat or a Patreon subscriber to either Kinda Funny or Kinda Funny Games.
Oh, yes.
Patreon.com/Kinda Funny.
Okay.
Patreon.com/Kinda Funny Games. And we pick out a name. Random number generator.
Throw the game at you, right?
I'm just kind of
like... Doesn't Greg throw the game at people?
I think I'm like... like I'm going off of my memory. I'm just
You did a great job because I don't listen to these guys.
Blacked out halfway as I was saying all that stuff.
You nailed it though. I think I stopped listening again.
The giveaway is Cosmic Star Heroine.
Okay.
On PS4.
So it's like a game about drugs.
I guess so.
Huh.
Drugs in space.
Yeah.
Dudes in space.
They'll never work here. Probably.
Cosmic Star Heroine on PS4, and it is going to...
Just do it now. Give it away.
Hazi Bulalalum.
Nailed it. Fucking nailed it, dude.
Put his name in chat, or her name in chat. Did you do it?
No.
No?
I'm looking into messaging them, but I don't have access... I put it in the
Twitch chat. That's who won.
Okay.
So let them know that they won.
And where's this coming from? It's from Twitch.
Is it?
Yeah, it's someone that's at some point was on Twitch.
Let's check out this next GIF. I love this GIF.
Oh god, I can't laugh.
Let's check out this cute little GIF. Look at this.
Greg, are people seeing this?
Yeah, there they are. It looks like he's going to smack the shit out of him. I was so worried at the beginning. Like, the buildup is so great. It's one of the best movies of 2017. Like, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. Oh, I'm going to get you. Nah. It's so cute. Oh, it's so cute.
All right. Let's move on to what's this last one?
This next one is not a GIF. It's just an image.
The lowest.
I thought it was just kind of silly. So, a parrot... of some sort. I'm not sure the species.
It's a parakeet.
Parakeet?
Yeah.
You want to scroll down on that or zoom out?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. There you go. I learned the name of the Amazon Echo and placed an order without permission. And the bird's name is Larry Bird.
The Larry Bird part got me pretty good.
Yeah, same here. Same here.
Do you believe it? Because I don't believe that for
you think they did it for
the
hits?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I think that they have a bird. They have an echo. It's probably an echo that they don't even use, if I'm being honest.
Speaking of falling for it, I tweeted about this the other day. I hate whenever people post and share like fake hidden camera videos.
Oh, for example.
Whenever there's like a hobo on the street, when there's a bum on the street and people treat him a certain way, and like it's so obvious that they're fucking acting.
Wait, hold on a second. Do you also mean that you hate the videos where like people are pranking people on the street and they're fake? Like there was a video we saw where like these people are at like some beach and they're washing off in the like public little
shower thing.
Keep putting the shampoo on there.
I saw that one.
Because like, everyone tells me it's fake, but God, it makes me laugh so good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It makes me laugh hard.
No, there's one in particular I was thinking about that I saw the other day. And it was a guy with a blazer jacket, 420 Blaze It. He had a jacket on.
Sure.
And he had dollar bills taped all over his jacket.
Mm-hmm.
So his jacket is just like...
Careful, Andy.
It's just layers of dollar bills. And he's holding around a sign that says, hey, take whatever you need.
Mm.
And... this one female, obviously an actor.
Yeah.
She's obviously part of this fucking
clearly
fake ass bitch. She walks up and she takes
fake
some.
Ass bit?
Bit.
Okay.
No, I did not fake ass bitch.
Okay, you're clarifying.
Yeah. So she starts taking off a bunch of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, dang, do you really need that much? He goes, well, yeah, I have a nail appointment today. I was like, that is just... And then, so of course, the comments are like, how dare she say that? It's a fake video, dude.
Sure.
So I need all of you to call out whenever you see a fake-ass video.
No, but like, don't call it... What do you mean? What do you mean?
Just be like, yo, this shit's fake.
In the comments?
Yeah.
No, there's no reason to do that. Just don't fucking watch it. Don't follow those people, you know what I mean? Like, don't be a negative person in the comments, you know?
There's enough of those already.
Yeah, exactly. Right? There's enough trolls that are going to be like, fake. Who cares? Just walk away. But don't give it a like. Don't share it.
Actually, there aren't, though. The whole comment section is filled with like, how dare she? How dare they do that? Mm-hmm. And there's always like, oh, it gives me faith in the world when the person at the end did this and that. Fucking fake, dude. All right, that's the end of my rant. Let's see here. He did say, take what you need, says Crown V. Yeah. If it's entertaining, then who cares if it's fake? You know, I guess the fact that they're trying to, like, we know wrestling's fake, but it can be entertaining. But the fact that they're passing it off as a real video, they're like, hey, check this shit out. That's what annoys me.
Wait, what do you mean wrestling's fake?
Like, it's like, no, I said dank. Like, wrestling's dank.
Wrestling's dank as shit. Pound that right there.
Yeah, hell yeah.
There it is.
Hell yeah.
Cool Greg, can you get me an ice water?
Yeah.
Thank you, Cool Greg.
Man, what a good guy. What a good guy, Cool Greg. Thanks for volunteering for us today, Cool Greg. We needed the help.
Yeah, we certainly did. We can do this alone, but it is really, really hard for me to do.
So now that the tips are done, we're calling tips. We cannot read subs, though.
No. Unfortunately, because of two-step verification.
And Greg is currently on a plane. The Netherlands? Where's he going?
I wasn't listening.
I think it's the Netherlands. He's on a flight right now.
That's by Australia, right?
It's in the hemisphere.
Sure.
You guys are progressively becoming my favorite pair. I mean, the gorgeous hair and the chemistry. You do have gorgeous hair.
Don't. Oh, Andy, your neck. Please, I'm sorry. My neck right now. I can't handle
it. Oh, just go ahead, Cool Greg. Bring it.
Yeah, get in there. It's all good. Get in here.
I was going to play guitar today. I'm sorry I can't, though, because we don't really have it all set up. I wanted to play. Here's what I wanted to do.
I think actually it's all set up. All we got to do is plug in the power cord.
Here's what I wanted to do, though.
So if you want, I wanted Cool Greg to set it up.
I wanted to have this little sound effect, smoke weed every day from the Dr. Dre song with Snoop Dogg. And I learned the riff on guitar, the bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum. Fucking nailing it right now.
Ready for the next episode. Hey, 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 hey. Silence, silence, silence. Smoke weed every day. The song ends there. That's what I wanted to do.
We got a tip.
We got a tip. Oh.
That was the last one.
The last tip.
Okay. So it's from Brettles? Brettles? I don't know. It says, hey, Andy, when are you going to start playing Overwatch with the PC subs? Also, we need more of the Kev / Andy / Gray combo on KFMeth. Whatever the hell this is.
I think they may be in the minority thinking that.
What do you mean?
I don't know if everybody wants that combo.
No, they do.
They do?
Yeah, okay. People are loving this. Come on.
I would love to do an Overwatch stream, like
PC
with people.
One? Do you play on PC?
I play on everything. I haven't played in a long time, granted. I don't like the way my setup is at home right now, because it's sort of a very temporary place until I move into the new spot.
Sure.
Yeah. I used to play on PC. I primarily played on Xbox and PS4, though. But when I was at work, I was like, I gotta get my fix.
On both of them, huh?
Gotta get my fix, yeah.
Interesting.
I have friends on both platforms, you know?
Yeah. But you sold your Xbox, right? You no longer have an Xbox.
I did.
Making the right choice, PlayStation.
No. I'm gonna end up getting another Xbox.
They're all the same, but he got rid of his Xbox and kept his PlayStation 4.
Well, because I just got a PS4 Pro.
Huh.
Because PS4 Pro has the more power. It's very loud. It's a loud console.
Yeah, do you have a 4K display? Are you maximizing that Pro?
No, not right now. I'm going to get a 4K display. I don't even have a TV right now. I'm just using my monitor.
Oh, that's no good.
It's a loud machine, though.
Yeah?
So Shrub Tim is telling me Andy's a gaming slut.
I am.
We don't slut shame.
I get around.
You know?
I go to Xbox,
he can do whatever PS4, he wants, PC. Except for Xbox. That shit's garbage.
Switch. Loving my Switch right now.
Really enjoying the Switch.
I'm playing Mr. Shifty right now. Really enjoying it.
Yeah, isn't it great? Yeah.
I'm also playing Shovel Knight Spectre Knight. Spectre of Torment.
I never got into Shovel Knight. Can you believe that?
So, here's the thing with Shovel Knight. Shovel Knight is one of my favorite games of all time. Spectre of Torment, I'm still warming up to it. I'm not liking the platforming. I'm not liking the...
The, like, sliding
I'm not liking the sort of gimmick of, like, slashing through those little things. I'm still getting used to it, though, but I have faith that I'll probably enjoy it if I keep playing it.
Yeah. Did you like the second one, the second DLC?
I never played Plague Knight.
Really?
Plague of Shadows, did not play that one, no.
Because from everyone that I had spoken to
I've heard it wasn't that good.
They didn't enjoy it. They did not enjoy the mechanics of it.
That's possible.
Yeah.
I just want more Shovel Knight, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I just want to be in that blue helmet, donning the armor, going to get Shield Knight. Did you see that they are letting you be a female Shovel Knight, saving a male Shield Knight? Pretty cool.
You adjust your boobs, though.
Maybe, and maybe she'll react to him. Maybe.
It's so hard to look at both of you guys.
Do you have that Shovel Knight amiibo, asks Feezy. I do. Although all of my collectible shit is still in a box. Do you want to do the Moriarty 3 and 3 right now?
I feel like it's too early. No, I guess, holy shit, 12-12. Yeah, I guess so. Oh, man, that went fast.
Time flies when you're sitting watching something. Time flies when you're hanging out with friends.
Best friends.
That's how it goes. That's the saying goes. We'll do the Moriarty 3 and 3. So three comments from non-subs and then three from subs.
Sure, sure.
So go ahead and queue up your questions, comments.
Comments and concerns.
Concerns.
Yeah.
Complaints. Put that
Keep
shit on
that
Reddit.
Shit, yeah.
Put it on Reddit. We don't That's need where it all the complaints right are at. Let's see here. Spectrum Knight mechanics get better as you go, says Mojo What? I hope so. I think it is just a matter of getting used to it.
Sorry. What is it? Alex?
Alice.
Says, I've come around 180 on the food noise, guys. Keep it up. Can't wait.
Nobody heard what you said. I've come around, I've done a 180 on the food noises.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing and it's hurting and it's like stopping me from talking.
Yeah, Kind of Funny Live 3 is, it's happening, guys. We're doing it. I know I have a pretty exciting entrance planned. Really excited about it. You can get your tickets at kindoffunny.com/KFL3. Yeah. Pretty excited about it.
You gonna do some crowd surfing? You come out with your guitar?
I don't know if I'm gonna crowd surf.
I don't know if you saw last year Tim crowd surfed from the crowd to on the stage.
I was on the balcony when that happened.
Did it not look amazing?
It looked pretty cool.
Yeah. I didn't see it till afterwards, that video from the balcony. It
looked pretty cool.
I did not expect, like, I was really worried because I saw him going in head first towards the stage. I'm like, what are they gonna do? And all the fans turned him around and then just delicately put him down. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cancer Cookie says, hey, Andy, I mean this in a non-offensive way.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering what sexuality you are. I'm a very straight boy. Although I could be convinced, right, Kevin?
Stop, please. Oh, I can't with my neck.
Sorry.
Think about my neck.
Sorry.
All right, give it a little pat.
See, all the push-ups, there's... it's getting there, dude.
All right, man. All right, stop. Too far, too far. It's tickling, man.
Let's see here.
Important question.
Important.
What's for lunch, boys?
I don't know. That's a good question.
We got leftover pizza, so that sounds hella good.
It's been here since Monday, though.
Yeah, I know, but it was refrigerated. Normally, I don't refrigerate it, and I'll leave it like 3 or 4 days, and I'll still eat it.
Andy, do you like soccer? Asks KeenDiz89. I will watch soccer during like the World Cup. Otherwise,
it's the Latin in you, right? You have to. Something inside you is like...
But you know what? I still root for the USA, though.
Get out of town. You don't root for Mexico?
No.
They go further a lot.
They have chicharrito, which sounds like a snack.
It sounds like a great snack. Chicharron.
Chicharrito.
Do you like chicharron?
Put a little limon 7 on there.
What's limon 7?
Again, I we have a little surprise for you tomorrow.
Oh,
we're bringing in some stuff, guys.
Oh, it hurts.
Let's see here.
There was something I wanted to answer. What was the question right before that?
I don't know. What's for lunch?
Oh, yeah. What's for lunch? Do you want? So we have to go make you a key, finally.
Yeah.
And
you want to get something in that area.
Yeah, it's Ceremony. I want to go to Ceremony.
If you drive, I'm good, dog. Oh, you don't have a car.
No, I have a car here today because I couldn't bike because the injury. Oh, I should get a little neck brace.
Oh, God, you're a disaster.
What?
You're just a fucking mess. But yeah, we could probably get something from that area. Sounds good to me.
I mean, are you really not down to drive?
I just don't like the whole process, the parking.
Can I drive your car? Because my car, it's
I don't like the way you drive your car.
No, I mean, I'll drive your car a lot better.
Probably
I
not.
I know my car.
I'll probably end up driving.
Okay, cool.
It's fine.
It's just, I don't want to be cramped. The three big boys of us, you know, going in that car. Two, you're kind of
sure.
More petite.
Dark Angel 1010. I think this is the third comment I've read from Dark Angel 1010. Don't know what it is about you, but I'm zoning in on your comment. It says Chicharrito sucks. I wouldn't know. Again, I don't really watch soccer. I just know him because my grandma loves him.
J93_PR says, Andy, you missing the 512?
512? It's Austin, Texas.
I'm typing this as I eat tacos from a beautiful taco truck. We got taco trucks here. We got taco trucks here.
I missed that Taco Deli. You know what? Was it Javi who said that? Yeah. Go to Taco Deli for me. If you see Alex Aziz there, tell him I said hi. Tell him I miss him. And get two tacos al pastor.
Al pastor. Now, when they make this al pastor, they got big chunks of pineapple
in
it?
I'm not done.
No, I'm asking a question. I'm interrupting to ask a question. Does the al pastor have pineapple in it?
Fuck no.
Okay, good shit. Good shit.
So it's this red meat with chile adobo sauce.
It's fucking delicious. It's pork, right? And what you do is you get the green doña sauce from Taco Deli. Man, my mouth's watering. Oh,
my mouth is watering as well. What?
So you get the green doña sauce.
Oh, fuck.
And you kind of put the doña sauce on it, and then you get limes, and you fucking squeeze it on the taco.
Squeeze that shit.
In the meat, and you kind of mix it in with the doña sauce. And then you get a bag of chips. The beverage is up to you. Topo Chico, though, kind of recommend that. And then you just go to town, boys.
How many of those bad boys you put down?
I get two. Two
just,
every time.
Just two, huh?
I used to do three, but then I started getting two with a bag of tortilla chips.
Mm, what kind of chips?
They're just tortilla chips.
Oh, like, all right, I see.
They're just standard.
Yeah, your default. Sure. Chips. They're not, like, bagged.
And Taco Deli fucking rules. Please go. They close at 3 p.m., though. It's the only thing that sucks about Taco Deli. Tacos de trompo. Yeah, that is what it is, yeah.
Dark Angel 1010 says al pastor or asado? Al pastor,
al pastor, yeah.
As long as they do it right. We don't want
that's the fourth Kevin
chunks.
That we've read.
That's the fourth
comment, not
Dark
Kevin.
Angel, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to switch to sub questions?
Yeah, mods? Can someone do that? I think I know how to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm using Greg's thing. No, that just crashed.
You're not logged in, actually.
Yeah, well, that's...
You corrupted the mainframe, is what that
fuck.
Was.
Fuck.
Mod mode.
There we go.
Engaged.
Nope, there. Yep.
/ mod mode activate.
Yep. The fourth Kevin.
There you go. That should work.
I wish we had even half decent Mexican food in Canada land.
Are you signed in on mine?
Yeah. Okay. My bad.
Cool. It looks like we're in sub mode. Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Did we do it?
Yeah.
Man,
we're in
sub mode. Mash the buttons enough. It'll happen.
Andy, give us a 3-second review of the show. Greg, do you want to give me the one? If you can do that.
The what?
The one.
The camera.
Oh, gotcha.
What? Look at my hair. That's beautiful, man. What a shot.
The three.
And then I'll let you know when to cut away from
the
me.
One means the like single.
Got it.
He's saying the single. Give me the single.
Yeah, yeah, like a single one shot.
It's cool. He's learning, man. He's doing a great
3 second, right? Because I don't want to do 30. That's too long.
You don't. Yeah, do a 30
I can't
second.
Come up with this shit on
do a
my
30.
Own.
Do a 3 second? You saying 3 seconds?
Yeah, somebody all just right,
great,
3 second.
Great. Somebody clip this out.
Like an abridged version.
All right, go.
A lot of people say we couldn't do the show, but guess what? We Mexican. Cool, thanks.
Oh, God, I laughed too hard.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Greg, give us the wide.
This is a very, very important question. Very important question. I kept looking at the wrong camera. I did that the last
time. I find that I'm looking at the screen the entire time.
Yeah, it's all good. Hot Cheetos or Takis?
Hot Cheetos, dude.
Okay, so here, check
close.
This out. So check this out.
Not even close, dude. Takis can go suck a dick.
Doritos, I believe, has...
Chat? He's over there. I can't. There's no way to get him.
Doritos has a Takis ripoff called Dinamita.
Oh, we have that here for sure.
And those fucking rule.
They're good.
They're radical.
You're saying,
and I love them.
Hold on a second. You're saying that the ripoff?
The ripoff is better than the Takis.
Get the fuck
I-M-H-O.
Out. What is it?
In my honest opinion.
Why don't you just say in my honest opinion, you know how much I hate when Greg does that.
I mean, it got me quicker through the sentence.
I don't think so. Look, now there's all this dialogue about why you had to say fucking.
Hey, Andy, who is A1 the killer? That's an inside joke that nobody will understand, but I appreciate you, Matt. I love you.
Like
Andy won? I don't know.
Like anything about that.
Let's see. Questions, guys. Questions. All about the Doritos Flamas. Okay, so who makes the Dinamitas then? Let me do a little Google here.
Hot fries, then hot Cheetos, then Takis?
Oh, Doritos yo, does man. Make the Dinamitas. Yeah, look at those.
Oh, yeah, no, I've seen these. Woo! I've seen these.
Yeah, so much saliva, dude. I could suck anything right now with all the saliva I've got in my mouth. It's crazy.
Have you ever had the Fritos chili and lime flavored ones?
Yeah.
Do they still exist?
I don't think so.
No, yeah.
Okay, here's my problem with the Frito.
Those were so good, yeah.
Here's my problem with the Frito.
Mm-hmm.
Greg, are you listening? Here's my problem with the Frito.
Put your headphones on, bro. Thank you, Greg.
Here's my problem with the Frito.
Free help, you know what I mean?
The Frito twists with the barbecue-flavored ones.
cuts your mouth up, man.
No, hold on, hold on.
I know what you're talking about.
Fritos twists, right?
Honey barbecue.
They've got, honey barbecue. That's a flavor.
Ooh, yeah.
Here's my problem with them. I want that fucking shape and that texture on with every flavor. I just don't want it on honey barbecue. The twist is like the best fucking feeling chip in your mouth. It feels so good when you crunch down on it.
Interesting.
I want flavor twists in the hot one, in the whatever, the fucking...
You hear that, Fritos? Make it happen. Andy needs it.
I love that chip, dude. And it feels so good when you crunch down.
See, I'm not a huge fan of it.
What it reminds you of crunching it down, it's like when a big building fucking crumbles down and there's several like... That's how it feels with a Fritos twist. It's like there's several layers.
There was a demolition team that planned it out and, you know... Because usually that falls when like buildings are like demolished.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Jet fuel can't melt Fritos twists.
It's a little controversial for a couple of Latin guys. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, yes. Fuck yes. Blast Chamber Radio. Need Doritos 3D to come back. Yo, Doritos 3D. Oh my God.
So I'm not lying to you when I tell this story. Supposedly, someone that worked at IGN made a deal with Doritos and they got a big ass box of them. They have several boxes. And those assholes went on a trip. And Tim's like, "Oh, we'll open it afterwards." That day never came.
That's the bait and switch.
Never came.
That's the bait and switch. I love Doritos 3D. There's nothing. There's like a fucking distinct memory of mine when I was in Arkansas visiting family, eating Doritos 3D, and drinking a Pepsi Blue. Remember Pepsi Blue?
No, I didn't.
Pepsi Blue. I didn't partake in fucking Pepsi products. Radical, dude.
Not as a young man, not as an adult, not as an elderly
man. Hey, Andy, is Kevin the Zodiac Killer?
No one will ever know. The dates don't line up.
I don't like that wink, though.
The date, was it not good?
No, it kind of scares
me. More importantly, how do you read that name? Anakin's? Yeah.
Yeah, Anakin's.
I feel like there's an I in it. Anakin's underscore says, Andy and Kevin, do you guys ever eat in the Mission District? Ever been to El Farlito's? The best in San Francisco. What at me. So that's the thing. Andy has eaten around the Mission area. He went to Valencia for the first time, 2 weeks ago when we went to have a Curry Up Now?
Yeah.
There's a lot of good places there. So we should try that again at some point.
Not today. I'm not driving.
No. Stop. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying at some point.
I really want Curry Up Now again, though.
El Farlito's, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. El Farlito's, fantastic place. Not the best, but really good.
Peanut0423 says, Pepsi Blue, you're fucking old. Yeah, I sure am, Anthony. I'm an old boy.
But do you know what it tastes like? Well, guess you're too young.
I mean, granted, I was like fucking, I don't know, 8 when I was eating that, drinking that shit.
I remember being excited when it came out.
Pepsi Blue was great. It's just cool to see. Ooh, remember the Snapple Element drinks?
I fucking miss the Snapple Element drinks all the time. I miss them so much. We actually tried to get them to come back and Snapple responded. We like hit up Snapple and we're like, we really need them back. And Snapple was like, dude, we're trying or something like that.
Here's what I did with those Snapple Element drinks because they're made out of glass.
Yeah.
And they had the fire. They had the rain.
Mm-hmm.
The fire was dragon fruit.
Yeah, so good.
So what I did,
What were the other flavors? Was it?
We can Google.
Yeah, we certainly can.
Snapple Element. So here's what I did with these.
Mm-hmm.
I filled them up with water, and I put them on my table, and each one had a different amount of water, and I played them like a xylophone.
Wow.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Fucking PC nerds, am I right, guys?
Earth, Rain, Sun, and Fire. With Sun and Fire are pretty similar. I feel like they kind of ripped us off.
I never had Sun or Earth. I just had Rain and Fire.
The agave was the rain.
They were so good. The rain was amazing.
Yeah. Pretty good stuff.
I wish there was something that had that flavor still, but there's nothing.
Cactus.
So life sucks.
Old my ass. I'll be 51 next week, you pups. And says NDArchy89. Hey, man, you're as old as you feel.
That's right. And I feel pretty old with this whole neck thing happening. Don't stop. Andy, I can't handle it. It hurts too much.
I'm telling you, Andy and Kevin, cha-cha-cha is the best Puerto Rican/Cuban food in the city.
Dude, cha-cha-cha isn't in the city.
Damn.
Cha-Cha-Cha is in, like, San Bruno? Maybe San Mateo? I can't remember. I think it's San Bruno. Anyways, so there's two Curry Up Nows in this local area, right? Curry Up Now that we went to, and there's another one in San Bruno. Or San Mateo. I can't
see,
remember.
There's...
No, listen, this is funny.
Panian says, my dick tastes like an egg.
Yeah, he always says that.
Oh, okay.
So there's this restaurant called Cha-Cha-Cha, and right next to it on the left side, there's an Asian restaurant called something Cha. I can't remember what it's called. So there's like five Chas right next to each other.
That's kind of cool.
I always thought that was interesting.
Hmm.
Someday you'll see it and you'll be like, huh, that's interesting.
Hmm. Andy, Mountain Dew Black? Yeah.
Fuck, is that a thing?
I fuck with all the Mountain Dews, yeah.
Is Mountain Dew Black?
Yeah, it's called Pitch Black, I believe, and it is grape flavored.
Oh shit, I love grapes.
I mean,
well, like,
grape and grape flavors aren't...
All right, well, I love grape stuff, sure. Including grape soda.
You know what I love?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that you discovered the other day? Love me a good banana-flavored candy.
Yeah, very interesting. Right? Cool Greg, a big fan of banana-flavored stuff.
I love banana-flavored shit.
I always thought that was weird. Banana flavor, like, I feel like bananas is one of those flavors they got 90% down, and we're like, close enough, let's walk away.
Oh, it's called Black Label. Oh, Black Label's a different thing. Okay, I see what you're saying. Let's see.
Okay, yeah, it's Black Label.
Andy, you ever visited Memphis? I have not. Actually, I drove through it one time.
Oh, there's Pitch Black and Black Label. Which one do you like?
Pitch Black. Pitch Black. You know what? Don't care for Baja Blast, though.
What? Hold on a second. Now, where are you drinking it?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell out of a fountain?
Yeah.
With ice?
Yeah.
What are you not liking, man? What are you not liking? What part is not amazing?
It's just fine.
It's just fine. Did we finish the 3-3?
Andy, where do you stand? Probably. Yeah. Andy, where do you stand on Destiny?
Right on top of it.
I am excited to start to play Destiny 2. And again, it's one of those games that I will probably play for maybe a month or two because I'm not going to be as dedicated as everybody else and people are going to fly right by me. Destiny 1 was a fucking addiction of mine when that game first came out. That was a game where I was super excited about it before it even came out. I had like all these posters and artwork, and I just loved the idea of this traveler and the guardians, and all that shit seemed so cool to me. I would go to work. This is the most fucked up thing about Destiny 1. I would get home from work when I got my first game development job. I'd get home around 6. I'd fall asleep like around 7. So I'd fall asleep at 7 p.m., and I would wake up around 2 or 3 a.m., and then I would play Destiny from 2 or 3 a.m. until I had to go to work again.
Why?
Because I just loved it.
But why didn't you get home, play?
Because all my friends played at night.
Got it.
A lot of my friends played at night.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because that's just what they did. I don't know.
Is it because you were living in Central Time and that shit's stupid? Even your friends were not okay with it?
No.
It's fun.
All friends from Central Time.
Yeah, I know. They didn't like it.
Says, keep going. Okay, we can answer a few more questions.
Fell Down at Wells says, what's on your tie? They're flowers. I wish we could cut to my one.
It looks like Mickey Mouse from here. Like the color scheme.
But like...
I see it here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you, I mean, you've convinced me, Kevin.
Yeah. And then, was it King Franchise 88 says, Andy and my Kevin, boy. Apparently Amy Gills has never had a Cheeto. Can you please pull up stage that and give her a Cheeto? The pulling her on stage thing sounds like too much. But, I mean, we could definitely give her a Cheeto at some point.
What is your favorite soda of all time?
Please, God. Careful. It's Coca-Cola.
Just the standard Coca-Cola.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, top three. Give me top three.
Okay, well, that's where I was going to go. Sunkissed.
You know, it's like, what are your...
Sunkissed.
Who's your MVP not named? LeBron James or not named? Russell Westbrook? What are you reading?
Oh, Greg finally responded.
Oh.
So maybe we can do that thing I wanted to...
No, we're good.
No, I think we should do it.
We've run an hour. We're an hour and a half into the show. What's your favorite three sodas?
Oh, shit. I have a mod meeting right now. So Coca-Cola, Sunkiss Orange, Sunkiss Grape. Cut the feed. Well, say bye, say bye.
Bye. Oh, hold on. He did it already.
He did
it? Kevin, that was so abrupt. What was that?
No, we're still going. Wait, did you cut the feed?
have a way to do this. Am I supposed to start?
Yeah, he hasn't cut the feed yet.
Audio's next.
We're still on right now, though, right? They can still hear us? Okay, let me just say a few more things.
All
right. there's a big title on our face right now. Kevin, what was that, dude?
Just cut the feed.
No.
Greg, cut the feed.
No, Greg, don't. You can follow us at Kind of Funny Vids on Twitter and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I am Maximum Cortez on all my social platforms. You are Kind of Funny Kevin on all of your social platforms.
Everything.
If you have Amazon Prime, you can use your free Prime subscription to subscribe to us on Twitch. And if you didn't remember to re-up to that, you should do that.
Yep.
This is a garbage truck on fire. Thank you for all those emotes.
Oh, dude, we're having a great time. Come on, how funny was that? That was hilarious.
What was that?
Because you freaked out for a second and we were still going.
I did,
we
were
fine.
My favorite three sodas.
Nobody cares.
Got to give a shout-out to Cherry 7-Up.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Cherry 7-Up's great. Cherry Coke.
Yeah,
love me a Cherry Coke.
I'm seeing a theme here.
Seeing a theme?
Yeah.
Are you? Cut the feed, Greg.
What's the third one?
We'll see tomorrow.
Oh, I can't.